أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We continue that Sohbah of Grandsheikh, his notes since 40 years ago. He said, why a human being goes to Hajj? He's asking a question. Why we go to Hajj? People go to Hajj, pilgrimage, in order to يمتثلون أمر الله.
To obey Allah's order.
To obey Allah's order. That is Hajj. Those who are going there, there must be their niyyah, is when they, the niyyah comes that they are going this year for Hajj, is to fulfill what Allah ordered them to do. So people, some people goes early, some people goes late, but everyone goes to attend, to stand in Arafah, because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said al-hajj Arafah. Hajj is Arafah, means the importance of Hajj is to stand in Sahar al-Arafah, in that valley. He said that since you are going to Hajj, means you are, you have accepted and you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anyone has show one atom mithqala dharra,
one atom weight
or one atom of ghadab, anger, because of dunya material of any materialistic or from anything from dunya, he will lose his whole Hajj. Means he is not going anymore for Allah, because Allah obedience, Allah said, don't get angry. You are coming to me, you are in that ocean. So you don't get angry for dunya, you are not going for dunya there. You are going to me. So if you lose the whole dunya there, still you are coming to me. You must not be angry. Because you are coming to my ocean. You are not coming for dunya. You are not guarding your dunya there, your money or your luggage or your, or someone make you angry there. If you became angry, you lose your all Hajj, and you will be considered from al-musrifun.
Excess. Those who are transgressors. Excess.
Musrif. No. Musrif means that one who is waste, excessive wasting of his time and of his money. Because as if you have wasted what you went for. You had a good intention to go there, but that intention, you change it by getting angry for dunya issue. Means any amal you do is Hajj. Why? Is a Hajj. Because your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if you are going on a pilgrimage in that amal to Allah's divine presence. So any amal you are doing, you pray, it's a Hajj. You fast, it's a Hajj. Because it's a pilgrimage. Pilgrimage of fasting, pilgrimage of praying, pilgrimage of helping others. If you go to see a sick person, it's a pilgrimage. Not in the meaning of the pilgrimage, that Hajj pilgrimage, but it's a pilgrimage to do something in the way of Allah. So if in the middle something happened and you got upset, then your amal that you are going for, that Hajj is cancelled. It's not anymore Hajj because you have put something in it beside. You were going only for Allah, no material issues in between. When you put some material issues in between, as if you have made shirk there. So your whole amal is وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا. لقد استكبروا في أنفسهم وعتوا عتوا كبيرا. يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا. وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا.
When they are, we know their intentions. We know that they mixed many things together with that journey. They mixed it up. So that's why we come to that amal they did, which is not for us. It has been mixed with many different issues. Yes. Many different trades they trade in between. They trade with shaitan, they trade with this, they trade with that. They were on the way selling this, selling that. Means they are not coming only for us. They were not coming for us. They were coming for everything they think about. So we come to what they have done, we throw it in their faces, as if it is not accepted. We don't accept anything that mixed. Allah does not like that. It has to be something that when you are doing to Allah, it has to be very pure to Allah. Now with your intention is that and your focus is that. If something happened in between, but without your intention to do it, and it happened and you tried to not to go after that thing that happened, you kept your way as much as you possible, then it's written for you as a good amal. Allah will change it for you. But if you went and followed that things that happened in between, and you get angry and you begin to dispute and this and that, then you are, your amal is gone. And you will be considered as if from إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا أَخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, that those who
are wasteful.
Wasteful, they waste their time, they wasted their amal, they wasted their money. It's going to be considered that they are the brother of shaitan. And you will be responsible and mahkum. Mahkum means under the control of shaitan, you become under his power. All the expenses you put is gone. He went so far as to say that very high. He said that if you go to Hajj and a poor man comes to you and extended his hand and he rejected him, you didn't give him anything, your whole Hajj is gone. It's not accepted. Means if someone comes to you asking help, oh my brother, help me, and you throw him out, your Hajj is gone. Means any amal that you do, which is a pilgrimage to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and someone comes in between, give you an advice, and you throw him out, because someone asking you money, is like someone giving you an advice. It's someone giving you a raising your level. Because that poor person who sent him to you to take money from you is Allah, to give you more reward on the way of your Hajj. Means of on the way of your pilgrimage. This tariqah is a pilgrimage. You are following the way of Awliyaullah, following the way of Zuhada, Zuhad. You are following the way of Ittiba' al-Nabi, Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sharia. If someone comes to give you an advice and you throw him out, you don't want to hear his advice, you are lost. Means your amal is not accepted. Means you are not... Who sent that person to you? Allah sent that person to give you an advice. And then you take that advice and check it. Don't reject it on his face. Check it. If that advice coincides with Sharia, take it. If it doesn't coincide, don't say anything. Leave it and go. People will begin to argue, especially now on the internet. They argue each other. Don't argue anyone. Anyone send anything, don't listen. If it is to Sharia, Sharia, you take. If it's not Sharia, don't send back anything, because it will create fitna. Who cares? That if we want Akhirah, poor people in Hajj, it is their land. They are living there. Right? Means it is their crops. It is the time of Hajj, it's their crops. It's where they are going to, when you plant something and in spring and later in summer, what you do? You harvest. So they wait all the year to harvest for themselves in Hajj time. So they are waiting from 1 year to a year to harvest that when pilgrimage comes. So of course you are going to see thousands and thousands of poor people asking there. Don't reject anyone. It is their harvest time. Help them in their harvest. Allah will help you in your harvest in the judgment day. Judgment day is the harvest day for everyone. Allah is checking in judgment day. Whatever you planted in dunya, you are going to harvest in akhirah. So it's the harvest day. Hajj is the harvest day. Any pilgrimage, any amal that goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are on the way of Allah, is the harvest. You are going to end there in the harvest. On the way you did not put fertilizers, at the end you are not going to see that harvest. So on the way to that pilgrimage, give. Accept what people say, advice, if it is according to Sharia. If not, leave it. But don't create problems until you reach, you will be able to reach what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to reach. Then it is not waste. It will be written for you as worshipness. He said, if you go for Hajj, means any amal that take you to Hajj or any amal take you to way of Allah is a Hajj, as we said, pilgrimage. Don't let anything to disrupt it. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك. His intention or who wants to do something good, he wants to go on a pilgrimage to Allah, he must not as ولا يشرك بربه أحدا. Who wants to do a good amal, means a good pilgrimage, he must not associate anyone with Allah. Means don't associate your ego there by rejecting any poor person or anything that shows you on your way, or else you will not reach your goal. And he said, Grand Sheikh, this is teaching us adab, teaching us, of course, he is from his childhood. We know that he was, his heart was open, his eyes were open, he can see and he can hear. He said, 10 times I went for Hajj. The real Hajj is, when you are, you know if you are accepted, your Hajj is accepted or not, is when you give salam to Kaaba, Kaaba will answer you back. You will hear the answer of Kaaba one. He said, 10 times I went to Hajj, and every time I give salam to Kaaba, but one time Kaaba answered me back. When he say As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Ka'bat Allah, or As-salamu alayka ya Bayt Allah, wa alayka as-salam ya Abdullah, the Kaaba will answer, and the salam on you, O Allah's servant. When Kaaba answer, wa alayka as-salam ya Abdullah, O salam back to you, O servant of Allah, that time you know what that means. You know what is tariqahs mean. You know what is sheikhs mean. You know what is a guide mean. You know what is the teacher mean. Then you understand what is sahaba, the meaning of sahaba, and you understand what is the meaning of prophet. But until reaching that time, to hear that salam from Kaaba, we still blind. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. Who is blind in this life, he is blind in here and in Akhirah. Because he doesn't understand the meaning. But when Kaaba give you back the salam, is Baytullah is giving the salam. Means your name is being written inside. Your presence, you are present inside that house now, giving you back, welcoming you inside. Come, you reached a level now to enter into that house, not as today when they clean the Kaaba every year, only those who have high level rank, they go on the stairs and they go inside that Kaaba. They cannot see except these walls. But when you hear the salam from Kaaba, you understand what is the real meaning. What you will be there seeing. Not seeing four walls, empty, there is nothing. You see, it is a paradise there. You, as if you are in a paradise in Akhirah. Everything you wish to see, you see there. Everything that never you imagine you are going to see in paradise, you cannot imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in paradise. Allah described paradise in Holy Quran. But it's beyond what we can understand by words. Those who Kaaba gives salam to them, they will see what is there. And they will understand the meaning of Ma'rifatullah. So he said, 10 times I went, one time Kaaba gave me salam back. Means took me inside. Salamul Kaaba means you are welcome, enter. How many of us went to Hajj? Did you hear salam? All these people who go every year, 2 million, 3 million, did they hear salam? And he said, if you do not hear the salam, your Hajj is rejected. But rejected from the meaning of seeing that Ma'rifatullah. But you will not be rejected from the reward of Hajj or the obligation of Hajj. You completed your obligation, you will be written as if you have completed that fifth pillar of Islam. He said, how you are going to hear the Kaaba's sending salam to you when you are deeply inside ghadab, anger.
Engulfed in anger.
When you are engulfed in anger, when you are engulfed in material lives, when you are engulfed in all this bad whispering of shaitan, how you are going to see, to hear the heavenly voice that Kaaba brings to you? It's impossible, you cannot, it's blocked. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Who do one atom of goodness, he will see goodness. One atom of goodness means one atom in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a pilgrimage. Even one atom, it will open for you the salam of Kaaba. Means one atom we are not achieving even in the way Allah is blended with hidden shirk, as Prophet ﷺ said, that I fear most for my ummah is the hidden shirk. Means in every amal we have that hidden shirk that disrupt our journey seeking reality. Because Allah said, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whoever do it, an atom of goodness, he will see good. So why we are not seeing? Because means we are not able even to achieve that one atom. How you become a wali then? If that atom you are not achieving, people consider themselves walis today or big sheikhs. In one atom we cannot achieve. So he said, عَلَى مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ يُكَافِئُكَ اللَّهِ.
Allah rewards you for,
Allah rewards you for an atom of goodness. For an atom Allah will reward you. He said, angels are responsible, under big responsibility, to make sure that you will be rewarded and that opening will be opened to you for that atom. Means when angels are responsible, angels cannot do mistakes. We are not feeling that, we are not seeing that. When we do an atom, means everything will be opening up. That's how awliya Allah are reaching. So when that doesn't happen, what is happening with us is when we are mixing our amal with shirk, hidden shirk, and we repent later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنًا. Allah change their sins into hasanat. But you will be prevented from entering into this nearness or the divine presence through that atom of goodness. Because every atom has its own nearness to Allah, it has own its own divine presence. Every good amal, it has been planted in it, it's been carved in it, a divinely presence. According to that atom of goodness, there is a light. That light might be a very small one, but there must be some reward that comes from that divine presence that gives you opening. So slowly, slowly, one open after the other, one after the other, one after the other, awliya Allah reach. The stingy one, he has no ziyarah, no hajj. His ziyarah, his visit to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or to make hajj, is not considered. It's considered from the way of obligation, as we said before, but in the real meaning of ziyarah and real meaning of pilgrimage, it's not accepted. And more than that, Mawlana said, البخيل لا زيارة له ولا حج ولا صلاة مقبولة ولا صدقة.
The miser one or the stingy one has no, his hajj is not accepted.
His prayer not accepted, his visit to Prophet not accepted, his sadaqah not accepted. Means, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا. This go back to the first where we mentioned the verse of Holy Quran, that we come to what they have done, we throw it in their faces as if it doesn't exist. He said, what is the best sifa,
character
that is accepted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to be sakhi,
generous.
Even if you are poor, you must be generous. Al-faqir must be generous. And what is the meaning of faqir here? Because we are all poor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we write al-faqir lillah. Isn't that?
No.
At the end, when you sign your name, always in the classical teaching or traditional teaching, you have to write all these manuscripts that people use to write manuscripts. You can see at the end, they don't say ad-doktor. They sign the name ad-doktor. Today, everyone sign his name what?
Doctor.
Doctor, when he write a book. Doctor, doctor, professor. What they used to write before? Al-faqir ila Allah ta'ala.
The one who's poor for Allah.
The one poor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so and so. Means that is the faqir. Even if he has money, but he's faqir to Allah. He has nothing. His wealth is not considered. Dunya wealth is not considered. So everyone is poor. So you have to be poor. If even you are poor, you have to be generous. Generosity is what opens the door for everything. Some people with their generosity opened for them. Allah opened for them something, but because of their ego, they stopped there. You have to be very careful. When something opened because of your generosity and your love, you must not let ego play a game there. Or all your generosity that you did going to become like it is not existing anymore, because you have blocked it from keep continuing in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in what He is giving you, you are giving to other as a generosity. Even you are poor now, you gave everything and you became poor, but Allah opening to you, you open to other, you give to people. Don't close it. I don't tell you if you don't give me. I don't teach you if you don't give me. No, you cannot do that. Teaching is, knowledge cannot be stopped. We must not learn the tricks of shaitan. Tricks of the of shaitan is today is to for ilm, for knowledge of Islam or knowledge of spirituality, shaitan is teaching us the way of these universities, how they do. Today universities, they put a speaker bureau. They put all these speakers. When the university invite you to speak, you say, oh, I need my fees. Then you are not doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are doing it for university. This is the way how they handle things together today in PhD doctors of all the, they give presentation, they have to get in something in return. You must not take anything in return. It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah gives you, you cannot sell Allah's knowledge. Sayyidina Muhammad did not take anything. If they give as a gift, he takes. When Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami came to, no, Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi, when he came, he sold himself at the end to reach Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he reached Prophet, he heard from the monk that the sign of this last Prophet is that he doesn't eat sadaqah. He doesn't eat. If something is given to him as a sadaqah, he has to distribute it. Only he takes gift. He accepts gift. So when he gave him the date and said, Ya Rasulallah, this is a sadaqah, he gave it to Sahaba. He didn't touch it. When he gives him as a gift, he said, okay, then I eat. Then he ate from it. So Allah's knowledge cannot be sold, and that's why it is very unacceptable in today, even in Sharia, to sell Allah's word or to take salary on your azan or on your suhba or on your teaching. If they give, it's okay, you take. But if they don't ask. Then we will be safe, and inshallah we will continue next time. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ